JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we walk the streets of Kingston 8 to raise awareness of child protection. And later, a Child Month tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Child Development Agency and the Nathan A. Banks Foundation in association with the Ministry of Health will be hosting a Children's Expo and Special Needs Resource Fair on Saturday, May 27 at Hope Gardens from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Connect with over 30 service providers offering school programs and health screenings. Meet the experts and other families experiencing child health, autism, ADD, ADHD, and more. Discover the resources Jamaica has to offer its children and special needs community. For more information, call 622-7600 or 631-0595. Admission free.
As part of a larger public education campaign to lower the cases of child abuse, representatives from the government's child protection agencies walked the streets of Kingston 8 earlier this week. Officers from the Child Development Agency, Office of the Children's Registry, and the police force engaged residents in sensitization sessions on Whitehall Avenue, one of the places Ananda Dean was last seen before she was abducted and killed in 2008. Head of the Ananda Alert Secretariat, Nathalie Ferguson, says there has been a significant improvement in the recovery of missing children in recent years, with 90% of the young ones being recovered last year alone. Nevertheless, she notes that there is still a need to put out maximum effort, which includes engaging members of the community, key stakeholders in the protection of the nation's youth.
We've been going into the most troubled parishes, so we went across the 7 parishes. We've also done lots of search and rescue trainings, first aid trainings, that kind of thing. But what we want to do is to really engage the public so that they can be a part of the change, engaging the children so they can be a part of the change. And we want to get that national dialogue going.
The day's events also featured the unveiling of a refreshed mural of Ananda Dean, who attended a primary school in the community. The National Child Recovery Strategy, or ANANDA Alert System, replaced Red Alert and is aimed at mobilizing public and private sectors as well as civil society to work with law enforcement to assist in and ensure the speedy recovery of missing children. ANANDA's dad, Richard Dean, and her sister, Peyton, were also participants in the walk. Remember, there is no need to wait 24 hours before making a report. Once you believe your child is missing, you can report it to the police. Every second counts in the recovery of a child.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
The Vision 2030 Jamaica website provides useful information about our National Development Plan, the medium-term socioeconomic policy framework, and other related issues. So stay in the know. Visit vision2030.gov.jm to learn more. Time now for a Child Month tip. Teach your child to walk away from mature conversations that make them uncomfortable. Conversations with people, especially adults, who make them feel afraid, and encourage them to come and talk to you about how they feel. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. On our community notice board, the National Youth Orchestra of Jamaica will give a free concert at St. Joseph's Teachers College, 16 Old Hope Road, this Sunday at 4 p.m. That's the National Youth Orchestra of Jamaica in concert, free, this Sunday, May 28, McDonald Hall, St. Joseph's Teachers College. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for tuning in. Join us next time as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.